This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. and South Korean warplanes will continue large-scale joint military exercises for another day, officials announced Friday, as North Korea continued lashing out at the drills with a record pace of launches. Defense ministers from Washington and Seoul warned North Korea on Thursday that use of any kind of nuclear weapon against Seoul or other regional allies will result in the end of Kim Jong-un's regime. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Freeze that! Oh!
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin met with his South Korean counterpart at the Pentagon after North Korea launched more than 24 missiles in response to U.S.-South Korean military exercises. The purpose of those exercises, says Austin,
to strengthen our combined readiness and our ability to fight tonight if necessary.
Through a translator, South Korean Defense Minister Lee Jong-sup says the U.S. and South Korea are united and resolute in their stance toward North Korea.
Any nuclear attack by the DPRK, including the use of tactical nuclear weapons, is unacceptable and result in the end of Kim Jong-un regime by the overwhelming and decisive response of the alliance.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
Defense Secretary Austin said Thursday that Ukrainian forces can retake the strategic southern city of Kherson from Russian troops in what would be a major defeat for Russia. Austin's remarks coincided with a Russian installed official in Kherson saying Moscow was likely to pull its troops from the west bank of the Dnipro River. If that statement is confirmed, it would signal a significant Russian retreat. For more news, join us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. prosecutors rested their case against a radical right group in connection with the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol, Tim McGuire reports.
Federal prosecutors spent 5 weeks building their case against Oath Keepers founder Stuart Rhodes and four of his followers charged with seditious conspiracy for their roles in the Capitol insurrection. The case includes testimony from other members of the right-wing group and evidence including text messages and videos. His lawyers say Rhodes is expected to testify in a defense centered around former President Donald Trump. They say Rhodes believed Trump was going to invoke the Insurrection Act to put down what he saw as a coup by Democrats. If convicted, Rhodes and the others could get 20 years in prison. Tim McGuire, Washington.
Human Rights Watch said Friday that a truce reached by Ethiopia and Tigrayan authorities earlier in the week provides a crucial opportunity for immediate and rigorous international monitoring to avert further atrocities and a humanitarian catastrophe. The cessation of hostilities agreement was reached Wednesday after 10 days of talks in South Africa, mediated by the African Union. November 4th marks 2 years since war broke out in Ethiopia's Tigray region between Tigrayan forces and the federal government and its regional allies, including neighboring Eritrea. The deal calls for the Tigray rebel group to lay down its arms in exchange for reintegration and the return of the National Army to the region. The FBI is warning of threats against synagogues here in the U.S., AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports.
The FBI says it has received credible information about a threat to synagogues in New Jersey. The FBI's statement characterizes it as a broad threat. There was no mention of a specific synagogue. The statement urged all synagogues to take security precautions to protect their community and facility. The mayor in Jersey City says police will be posted at the city's seven synagogues and foot patrols will be added in the broader Jewish community. In 2019, two assailants motivated by anti-Jewish hate killed three people in a kosher market in Jersey City, along with a police officer. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Early Friday, Israeli aircraft struck several targets in the Gaza Strip in response to rocket fire Thursday evening from the Palestinian enclave. The rocket attacks and Israeli airstrikes were the first cross-border violence since a ceasefire ended a round of fighting between Israel and the Islamic Jihad militant group there in August. Late Thursday, Gaza militants fired a rocket into southern Israel, setting off air raid sirens in the area. The Israeli army said the rockets were intercepted. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.